March is Red Cross Month, and the American Red Cross is helping to bridge access to health care for blood donors by providing different programs, including free A1C testing. And so who does this benefit? Joining us now is Richard Brannigan, the CEO of the Red Cross Connecticut chapter. And Richard, welcome back. Could you give us more of the details about what exactly the Red Cross is doing this month to help residents?
Sure, Melissa. Thanks for the question, and thanks for all the support. This is Red Cross Month, and as part of that, we're expanding our testing of blood. We normally test blood of all of our healthy donors when they come in. We follow the Food and Drug Administration guidelines, obviously, but we're expanding that testing for the month of March, and it's coincidental with March's Red Cross Month, so it's just another service that's available. And in this particular case, in addition to testing for blood pressure and pulse and temperature, as we normally do, hemoglobin, we normally do, we're adding A1C testing, which is a test that measures blood sugar levels over a three-month period. And it is a great determiner of folks that may be carrying diabetes and type 2 diabetes, and specifically is what we're screening for. When we test for A1C. So it's an additional test that's being done for all presenting donors. And it's a service that I think helps the general health of the community, because people who are better informed, and type 2 diabetes is something that, while not curable, the symptoms can be mitigated, and people with controlling diet and exercise and so forth can really take charge of their own personal conditions and those of their loved ones when they're exposed to that.
Question, Richard, how much is typically A1C testing? I mean, obviously, I would imagine in some cases insurance will cover it, but I mean, do you know how much it costs usually?
You know, I don't. It would vary based on your medical provider and the insurance coverage some people have or don't have. And one of the benefits of testing of this sort is that there is a gap in healthcare coverage. Mm. And a lot of the folks who come and present as donors to the Red Cross, blood donors, and we're so appreciative of them, they may not be fully covered. So this is an additional benefit that they're getting test results back. And they're finding out in a week or two what their A1C number is, so that they can report that back or carry that with them to their next appointment with their healthcare provider.
Yeah, I mean, I think every dollar counts, right, Richard? And I think it also just makes people feel more, I think, intrigued to go and get tested. I mean, when you look at some of the statistics, it says 80% of those in America with prediabetes are unaware of having it. Diabetes affecting 1 in 10 people in the country, yet nearly a quarter of those living with it have been undiagnosed. And just a quick Google search, it shows that at commercial labs, that test can be $30 to $100, doctor's offices up to $50, home testing kits up to $30, and even retail clinics up to $40. So again, it may not sound like an awful lot of money, but when you're talking about that being maybe a deterrent for why you would get tested, this to me goes a long way. And when you talk about the amount of people who need to get tested, Richard Brannigan, I think this is a big deal that the Red Cross is going to cover this for the month of March.
Yeah, Melissa, this one hits home for me personally. I have a history in my family. My grandmother, grandfather, my mom, all with complications of diabetes. So it's really important for someone like me with my genealogy, my genetic makeup, to be aware of A1C. And I don't always do a good job of doing that. But when I donate blood this month, I will have that testing done. And I'll use the blood donor app, and I will be able to schedule my appointment that way. But I also will get the results in 1 to 2 weeks, which is really a great service. And again, we're concerned with the overall health. We have an opportunity to provide greater support to those people who are supporting us and supporting the community by donating blood. So this is a great way for us to celebrate Red Cross Month.
So if donors want to get that A1C testing done for free through the Red Cross, what do they do, Richard?
They're just going to schedule an appointment to donate blood within the month of March. We're testing this month only. This is the first time we've done it. It is probably a periodic test that we will be doing, because it does have a 3-month look back on your A1C level. That's the point of doing this test in the first place. But we are doing this for the first time, and it's part of our commitment to the health of our donors, to the health of the community. You know, we're a community partner. We're chartered by Congress to support the community in disaster and other things, support the military. But we also provide about 40% of the nation's blood supply. And in doing so, you know, we feel we have an obligation to look out for the best interest and to support the community, and the overall health of people who may have diabetes is part of that watch that we're on.
And Richard, has the Red Cross offered these free A1C tests before?
No, Melissa, this is the first time.
Wow.
We do a lot of testing of blood, as you can well imagine. We follow the federal standards and our own high-quality standards of professional blood processing. But this is the first time we've been able to offer this. As I said, we do test for blood pressure and temperature and hemoglobin as presenting donors come in. And that's a double check on the wellness of the individual presenting to donate blood or donate platelets. And this does apply to our platelet donors. It applies to people doing power red and for whole blood collections this month.
I think it's such a big deal. So donors out there, if you are interested in this free A1C test, which is coming from our American Red Cross Connecticut chapter, be sure to go to the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or you can always check the donor portal, which is at redcrossblood.org. And such great timing during Red Cross Month, which, by the way, is a national tradition that began back in March of 1943 during the President Roosevelt times. And every U.S. president since has followed that the month of March is Red Cross Month. And Richard Brannigan, I want to thank you for what you do as the CEO of our Connecticut chapter here and for sharing this really important information with us here on WICC. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Melissa. It's our honor to be here. And thanks to you and your support.
Absolutely. Always here. Richard Brannigan, appreciate you. CEO of the Connecticut chapter of the American Red Cross right here on Melissa in the Morning.